Artists need to understand that merch can be a major part of their brand and their income stream if they take it seriously. Welcome to The Future of What. I'm Portia Sabin, president of the Music Business Association. On today's episode, we talk to MerchCat about the incredible online merch tool they've created to help artists make the most of their merch game. It's all coming up on The Future of What.
Can I have a taste of your ice cream? Can I lick the crumbs from your table? Can I interfere in your crisis? No, mind your own business. No, mind your own business.
My guest today is Vanessa Ferrer. She is the CEO and founder of MerchCat. Vanessa, welcome to The Future of What.
Hi, Portia. Thank you for having me.
So happy to be here. On here. I have to tell you before we get started that MerchCat has my favorite logo of like any company. I love your logo.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. I mean, it's been a leader for us before we even had a product. So I think if anything, it's a testament to what good branding can do. You know, if you can capture the attention of people and make them curious before you even have a product out there, then that's a really good thing.
Absolutely. No, that's totally true. So yeah, give us the background. How did you come to start MerchCat?
So basically, my original background's in accounting and finance. I had always had a passion for music, and I just really didn't know what to do with it. And somewhere in grad school, I met a guy in a band who was in a cover band, but also in an indie band that was having a record released on a New York City indie label. They were from Boston. And we kept in touch. And basically, the indie label, quote unquote, wasn't doing what they said they were going to do. Neither was the band. We've all seen those situations. But mm-hmm. I basically jumped in and started helping them with booking, with trying to get them opportunities. And, you know, I watched the band kind of eventually implode because they didn't have centralized management. And I said to myself, well, you know, here's maybe where I can marry my passion for music and my business skills. So I decided that once I was out of grad school, that I was going to focus on music, and I formed my own management company, started moonlighting as a manager, eventually started working with a singer-songwriter that was local, and, you know, took him through everything from, you know, branding, touring, recording in the studio, record release, and of course, merch. And, you know, at an artist, you know, for an artist at his level, really that was the only way that he was making any, you know, substantive cash. So it really became clear to me, okay, like here's, you know, a real revenue generator for artists, especially at this level. And side note, I think for any artist, but, you know, we went on in our endeavors together and had a big show at the Capitol Theater. It was a charity event, and we were potentially having, you know, 2,500 people there. And, you know, the methods that we had been using for inventory management prior to this, which was basically him writing on a piece of paper, I sold, you know, 20 smalls at this venue, right, wasn't going to work for us. I also had no clue, you know, how much to order for the show and things like that. So, you know, we had our show, and I also had to hand over my iPad with a PayPal account that was in my name to some stranger, because I had to be running around with security and other people during the show, and I couldn't be at the merch table. And, you know, doing that wasn't the best way to, you know, have continuity of information and stuff. So after that happened, you know, we stopped working together soon after that, but I had the idea for this. And, you know, in between like working with him, I was working with some other artists as well, just on various parts of their business, like from a, you know, kind of a management perspective, and continued to do that. And, you know, all the while though, in the back of my mind was this nagging thing that there was an underserved area in the industry. And through some other music endeavors, I came across some developers, and my job that I had been at for 14 years decided that they were going to outsource my department. And for me, it was kind of like, okay, here's your opportunity to like go do something else. And yeah. I had had the idea for MergeCat. I now had the developers who were going to develop it for me. And it just seemed like, you know, kind of all the stars aligned and said, you know, go do this. So I did.
That's fantastic. So MergeCat, explain to us what it does exactly for the artist.
So fundamentally, it is a point of sale system, inventory tracking and analytics at live shows. So it generates settlement sheets, you take payments at the merch table using Square, and then it tracks inventory. So, you know, at the time of sale, the inventory is reduced and then a report is created. We have a Bands in Town integration to import your shows. So you track sales by show, and then it automatically generates reports and settlement sheets that will do the calculations if the venues take a cut, and also give you reports. We have a new merch metrics platform where basically it shows you at a glance, like your sales, your profit, what shows you're selling the most merchandise at, what your fans are buying, your top sellers by dollar, by quantity, and by sizes, what types of inventory or items your fans are buying in like this lovely pie chart where it's really easy to see, like, are most of your sales coming from apparel, music, posters, stickers, et cetera. And then your inventory on hand, what you've sold to date, and then, you know, your inventory listing of the items that you currently have on hand. So the analytics are really, you know, the output is where the value is at. I mean, the rest of the platform helps you organize your data and keep track of the inventory, but the output and what you're looking at, like as an end user and as a former manager, I feel like that's where most of the value is at. But you have to be using the platform in order for that to happen. It also, during all of my endeavors, you know, with MergeCat and speaking on different panels and talking to artists, I was constantly asked, like, oh, so my fans can go in and buy the merch on the app? And at the time, the answer was no. But I was like, hey, that's a really good idea. So we created MergeCat Fan, where it is basically a replica of your merch table, your merch store that you're looking at as an artist is in a fan app where fans can go in and buy the show merchandise either before, during, or after the show, and either pick it up at the show or ship to home. And all of the analytics are in one place in the merch metrics dashboard. So whether you're selling at the merch table or the fan is buying in the app, all of the data is centralized in one place and it's pulling from the same inventory pool and you're seeing all of the analytics.
Oh my God. I swear that is such a genius idea. I mean, I was an artist for 10 years and just, you know, loading boxes of t-shirts into the back of a car and like never knowing. I mean, you know, once you get through your merch, you're through it and that's it. You can't sell anything else, you know, and then if you're halfway through the tour and you've sold all your merch, well, that's a lot of gas money you're missing out on. So this is a genius idea. I don't know why it took this long for somebody to come up with it, but good on you.
Thank you.
Is so fabulous. I love it. I'm sure it's going really well too. I'm sure people are really, how are you finding the reception from artists?
The reception from artists once they know about us has been awesome, especially with the new Merch Metrics platform. You know, we've had people come to us and say, you know, that it's been a game changer for them. Like most recently, kind of an emerging artist opened for Hinder. And, you know, they wrote to me and said, like, we had our biggest merch night ever. And I really feel like it was because of MergeCat that we were able to move the line and do so well. So, you know, adoption is a little challenging. You know, the more people that know about us, obviously, like, we're in the space to help. So the more people that know about us, you know, the better. And we're here from them. I've also been kind of pushing, you know, merch strategy as a concept that really needs to be brought to the forefront. I mean, we could just do a much better job, you know, industry-wide about having a more cohesive merch strategy and, you know, way to look at this as a, you know, from a holistic standpoint. And what I mean by that is, you know, not just saying 2 weeks before you're going on tour, we need to order shirts. You know, mm-hmm. it's really looking at all of the components from branding, you know, the merch purchasing and like not spending extra money on getting things last minute, you know, product decoration. Are we doing it sensibly and, you know, in a most cost-effective way, you know, financial planning and budgeting, you know, looking at all of these things together. You know, it's easy to say like, I'm going to sell at my show and then I'm going to go sell on Bandcamp and my Shopify store. But like, how are you looking at all of that together to understand like, what are your fans buying? And, right. you know, how can you like take that data and really be smart about moving forward and like not leave money on the table and maximize your return on your investment, you know?
Absolutely.
And also just really like knowing your fans, like, you know, we can talk about this till like the cows come home, you know, in the industry, but really without fans, there is no music business. So, you know, how do we not just get the data of like who our fans are? I mean, obviously that's very important, but like, what are they buying
right.
and how can we look at it in a, you know, in the aggregate and make those decisions going forward to really kind of drive it home?
Absolutely. This is yet another piece. You know, the whole reason I started this podcast in 2014 was to help educate artists about some of this business stuff, you know, that they might hear here and there, but not necessarily know like, oh, these are the right pieces of advice to be listening to. So I thought, you know, I'm going to create this podcast and put it all in one place and talk to industry experts and hopefully that will help. And, you know, I still hope it helps. But, you know, this is one of the most critical things for artists to understand is that when you become a band and people like you or, an artist or a band, you know, you are a brand. I mean, just like right. you did with the Merch Cat logo, like, you know, you're selling something that appeals to people. And if you can know who your fan base is, you can really move some merch. You know, I mean, I think about Taylor Swift, like think about, you know exactly who her fans are and what would appeal to them and the types of merch that she could, you know, make to make them happy, you know? And I mean, if your fan base is 12-year-old girls, you know what you can make, you know,
right.
I used to manage a band years ago who was a pop punk band with two very good looking singers, a boy and a girl singer. And they would go through, like they would make underwear, like cute little undies with their logo on it, and they would just sell them out, you know, like at every show. And I always thought, I mean, in addition to t-shirts and other stuff, but I was always like, that is such a good idea because of course that, you know, it's like they're kind of sexy. So, you know, that's something that appeals to a lot of people. So it's like, know your audience and then you can
exactly.
better know what you can make and sell.
And like, I mean, merch is aside from a revenue stream, you know, it's like, why do we have merch? You know, one is revenue stream, two is marketing tool, and three, you know, for fan engagement.
Mm-hmm.
You can use merch as a reason to talk to your fans and,
yep.
you know, and get the data back from them. Like if you're thinking about like, you know, making a couple of different things and you're not sure, ask them because that
yeah.
data coming back from them, like if they're telling you this is what we want and you make it, it's almost guaranteed to sell.
And I love it because now we have a different, you know, because with social media, things have changed. You can actually ask your fans, you know, you can say, hey, if we made this, would you buy it?
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. You know, there's so many ways that the internet could be used to people's advantage. And I feel like 90% of the time it's used to people's disadvantage for some weird reason. So I'm always happy when people are using technology for, you know, to solve real problems. And this is a perfect example.
Right.
Merch
and
Cat is
and
a perfect
Instagram,
example.
Even though, you know, there's always the challenge of the algorithm, but they have, you know, they actually have like the polling feature. So you can set up a poll like right on your Instagram and ask people, you know,
yeah.
what do you want? Do you like this? Do you like this? Like we're doing our next merch run. Like, what would you like to see? You know,
Absolutely.
We've done this, that, and that. And you know, we're looking for ideas, even asking fans for design ideas.
Yeah.
You know, getting that input from them, making them feel connected to you and like it's part of that they're part of your plan is like, you know, it's invaluable like to capture them in that way.
Absolutely. I would assume that Merch Cat is also something that management would want to know about. Have you found buy-in from management?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we spent a lot of time you know, at the onset, talking to artists individually. And, you know, what we really found was it is the managers and the tour managers who are the, you know, the people who would get the most value out of this. It's hard, you know, we did initially set out to help like the DIYers, but, and we're still here for them, but, you know, for them, it's hard to change a mindset if they're used to doing things one way, or they don't really understand the importance of it, which is why I'm so passionate about the education side. But I think that, you know, now it's kind of like we're something for anyone who wants to like elevate their merch strategy.
Absolutely.
Basically.
Yeah.
And from the onset, our mission has always been to make merch management accessible to any level artist. Mm-hmm. You know, so we've made it a point to make our interface user-friendly, you know, not too much. You could pretty much learn it at the venue loading in, and it can be done like on your mobile device.
Yeah.
So it really was meant to appeal to a broad range of users. But I think the output is something that, you know, if the artists don't have the time or, you know, don't want to sit and like kind of not data mine, but, you know, look at analytics and kind of make decisions based off of that, it is absolutely a management tool.
That's awesome. Well, Vanessa Ferrer is the CEO and founder of MerchCat. Vanessa, thanks for being with me today on The Future of What?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me again. I appreciate it.
And that's our show. Our theme song is Mind Your Own Business by the Delta 5 and is played by Permission. Subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. Today's show was engineered by Chandler Maynard at Relationary Marketing in Nashville and was produced by Dana Rogers and Henrik Bick. I'm Portia Sabin, president of the Music Business Association. See you next time.
Can I have a taste of your ice cream?